MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 31, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:13 p.m. The city of Lynn continues working through the budget process. The Daily Item reports that the police department recently presented to the budget subcommittee and is planning to hire additional police officers in the coming year. They report that crime rates are up, returning to the pre-pandemic levels of crime. The city of Peabody has a new fire chief. The Daily Item is reporting that Jay Dowling will be taking over as chief from retiring Joe Daly. Dowling has been with the department since 1996. The offshore wind project in Salem will need to address supply chain issues in order to keep moving forward. This is State Senator Joan Lovely on the issue.
So offshore wind in the Port of Salem, we've got the Port of Salem, the Port of New Bedford, we have the Port of Boston, and we also have Fall River, which is Somerset. And, so a big effort to be able to get these procurement contracts up and going. You know, we've got Cape Wind off of Martha's Vineyard that's underway. That's going to open up next year. But there's been a little bit of a wrinkle, or actually a major wrinkle, to a couple of the contracts with Avangrid and Ørsted, that they signed these contracts a couple of years ago with like Eversource and National Grid, but because of the war in Ukraine and the lack of supply, they're not going to be able to meet those contracts. So they're trying to back out of those right now, and that's a very expensive lot, very high penalties in the hundreds of millions of dollars. But we can't let it get in our way. We really need the offshore wind procurement here. We're going to have the first offshore wind facility here in the United States, right off of Martha's Vineyard. It just doesn't get any better. Other states are also vying to be able to, put offshore wind off of their coast as well. It's all good. We need to get to clean, reliable, renewable energy. But we do have a supply chain issue and a cost issue. So we're following it very closely, especially for the Port of Salem.
That's State Senator Joan Lovely. Swampscott Restaurant Mission on the Bay will reopen on Friday, June 9. The Daily Item reports that owner Marty Bloom says that construction crews will be on scene starting today to continue seawall repairs. The restaurant was forced to close when a part of the seawall collapsed earlier this spring. Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill was a recent guest on the City Scene program that airs on BevCam, and he was asked about the planned renovations at Beverly City Hall.
And it's long-needed renovations. When it has been on the city's capital plan behind the police station for a number of years. So there were first a number of school projects that needed to happen, then the police station, and now City Hall. And with the former police station being empty, you look at the existing historic City Hall and the not historic old police station that's about coming up on 100 years old, but not quite. And you think about all the city staff and departments who are really kind of crammed into spaces that are not conducive to really getting work done the way it needs to be. And then you add in the fact that our health department has been off-site at the senior center,
right,
and our inspectional services department has been off-site in the GAR building for years. So those departments really belong back in City Hall, and that's the plan, is to do a renovation, either a renovation or tear down and new construction on the old police department footprint, together with a renovation of the existing City Hall.
That's Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox lost to the Reds last night at Fenway Park, 9-8. At one point, the Sox were behind 8-0 in that game, but battled back. The MIAA will be announcing spring tournament brackets today for baseball, softball, boys lacrosse, and girls lacrosse. We'll keep you posted on those with useful links a bit later on our website here today on MSO News Sports. That's it, along with Rick Moore. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.